I'm Rob Dreisline, and this is from the pages of the Outdoor News, brought to you by Onyx Hunt. The USA Clay Target League has been one of the most successful amateur sporting ventures of the past 20 years. The league announced last week that its founder, Jim Sable, had passed away. I'll share more details about this remarkable man and the league he founded when we return. But first...
Sick of eating tag soup? It's time to own your odds this fall with Onyx Hunt, the GPS hunting app trusted by millions of hunters. Now you'll have access to nationwide public and private land ownership information, waypoints, optimal wind for each stand, tracks, and much more. All at your fingertips. Go to onyxmaps.com/hunt and use code ODN20 at checkout to receive 20% off your membership. That's code ODN20.
Welcome back. Jim Sable, the man who reshaped the future of gun clubs around the country by making the sport more accessible to youth through the USA Clay Target League, died on Sunday, September 22nd, at the age of 85. In 2001, a recently retired Jim Sable was named Youth Program Director at the Plymouth Gun Club, just a few miles outside of Minneapolis. Jim launched a mentoring program at Orono Schools, bringing six students to the club every week to shoot, trap, and skeet. The students had fun, and the next year, Sable signed up a few more students. Word spread quickly, and in 2008, the Minnesota State High School Clay Target League started with just three teams and 30 student-athletes. After officially becoming a nonprofit in 2012, the U.S. Clay Target League was formed, and in 2024, over 52,000 students participated on nearly 2,000 school-approved teams nationwide. Rest in peace, visionary Jim Sable. I'm Rob Dreisline, and this has been from the pages of the Outdoor News. Learn more at OutdoorNews.com.